Hello, I'm Ken DeLuke, and welcome to the Turning Point Podcast, the bi-weekly program that features interesting people from all walks of life, addresses the concerns and events from the movers and shakers in your community, and provides a forum for you, the listener, to ask questions and share what keeps you up at night. To ask a question, please leave a voicemail at 312-866-7174. That's 312-866-7174, or leave an email at theturningpointpodcast.com. That's theturningpointpodcast.com. Now, your host is Mohammed Fahim, a candidate for the United States U.S. House of Representatives in the 8th District of Illinois. Mr. Fahim.
Thank you for the introduction, Ken. And if you could please introduce our guest for tonight.
Tonight on the Turning Point Podcast, our guest will be Joseph Alfano. Joe has been loved by tens of thousands of fans who haven't even seen his face. Yep, you guessed it. Joe is the official mascot of the Harlem Globetrotters. He's appeared throughout the world and has a number of interesting stories to share with us. Also, Joe has founded a nonprofit that teaches underprivileged kids the art of breakdancing, which, by the way, is now an Olympic sport. He also hosts numerous events for the benefit of our communities. We're looking forward to a lively conversation with Joe. It is now my privilege to introduce to you Joseph Alfano.
Thank you, Ken. And Joe, welcome to the Turning Point Podcast, man. Pleasure to have you over here.
Yeah, great to be here, Mohammed.
Yep. And I was thinking, Joe, what the heck is happening to the world right now? Okay. Everybody's going around and, saying that you can't do this and you can't do that. You got to have this and you got to have that. And the world is kind of changing before our eyes, right? The last 2 years, there's been a paradigm shift now on, basically in the whole of society that we are part of. Everything seems to have changed in 2 years. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. It's a lot of politics. You know, I just saw recently that they're lifting the mask mandate in Illinois and in Nevada, and similar timing to elections. So it's, you know, to me, it's it almost makes me laugh because it's like, oh, you know, a month ago they were really pushing that we need to, you know, close down and you know, get tight knit. And then all of a sudden things are getting lifted and, you know, we're doing a good job. And, you know, it makes you wonder, and everybody's moving to Florida because they're a lot more open. And it's such a funny world that we live in today. Definitely.
Yep. It has become so darn tough now to, you know, to see what is real and what is not real. Okay. Who to trust, who not to trust. Okay, we'll get into that in a bit. Folks, my host is my guest today. See what the pandemic has done to me now, Joe?
Yeah.
I'm making you the host. I'm the guest. Okay, no. My guest on the Turning Point Podcast is the mascot of the Harlem Globetrotters. Such a pleasure to have you, Joe. Joe, when you were going to school, when you were growing up, is that what you thought that you're going to be when you grew up, or are you still growing up?
Definitely still growing up. Gosh, yeah, I never thought that I'd even get to this point. Even when I first became a mascot, I became a mascot in college when I went to the University of Oregon. Which happened to be one of collegiate's most famous mascots. I was the duck at the University of Oregon. Okay. And I don't even use my college degree really, besides the fact that I was the mascot. That's what is carrying me to this day, even still. It's such a funny happenstance for sure.
Okay, so when you look at Globy now, okay, was there some kind of a history behind the name Globy, or it just came from the Globetrotters Who was the first Globy?
I don't know the first one, but I do know a good amount of the people who were in the suit. You know, my dream was to always go into the NBA. I wanted to be an NBA mascot, and when I got the position, that was one of the questions. They said, you know, what's your goal as a mascot? And I said, well, I've always wanted to be in the NBA. I you know, my dream was the Chicago Bulls, and I'd love to be Benny the Bull. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, you want to be in the NBA? That's easy. We've put 8 of our guys into the NBA, you know, and something that seemed so out of reach all of a sudden seemed like it's that easy. What? Like, that's a thing. And it was really attractive to them because they, you know, they were looking for people who love and want to do this. And I think that's really part of how I even got the position was, it's like, yeah, this is where I want to be. This is what I want to do. And yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that speaks volumes to some people. Yeah. So I'm just reluctant to be, yeah, it's.
How did you find out about the job opening? I mean, is there a special place where people go to find out, hey, is there a job opening for a mascot?
Yeah, well, I actually, all my jobs, I've really just got through networking. I just met the right people, was in the right place at the right time. I actually went to the Mascot Hall of Fame. Uh-huh. They have the Hall of Fame in outskirts of Chicago, over in Whiting, Indiana. And so they were inducting some of the top mascots in the world. And there were a bunch of different professional teams. And one of them was, they had the Harlem Globetrotters there. So I was there, I was networking, and I met the senior producer for the team. And I sent them my resume and, you know, they gave me their business card. I sent my resume and highlight reel. And a month later, they said, hey, we have a spot. You know, are you interested? And I said, yes. So, you know.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. I know that, you know, looking at the history of the Harlem Globetrotters, that the first Globy that started was like, what, 1993. And since then, you know, the mascot, I'm looking at numbers, and it blew my mind that, you know, over 50 million fans worldwide, and has, you know, Globy has become the most traveled mascot in professional sports.
Yeah,
you know, visiting 6 continents, not 6 countries. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, totally. So,
speaking of that, what countries have you visited, or which continents? When did you start with the Globetrotters? Let's go from there.
Yeah, so I started in January of 2020, like literally months before COVID and the pandemics happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I started like just before. So it was so funny because as I'm with the team, you know, there were a few different events that took place that were really, you know, being with the team as you know, at that time, you know, Kobe had died, and some of the players actually knew and had, you know, memories with Kobe. Mm-hmm. So, you know, being on tour with the team and just feeling the weight of the room kind of come down as like news that, you know, Kobe Bryant had passed. Yeah, that was really big.
Yeah.
And then,
you know, that too, so tragically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, what a figure in the world, and a guy that really exemplified hard work and leadership. So that was, you know, that was interesting. And then obviously the pandemic took place, and, you know, as soon, and that was funny because for me, the staple that really made this bigger than life thing was when the NBA suspended their season. And it said the NBA is stopping all their games. And we were playing in NBA arenas. So as soon as, you know, it's like, we're not going to be playing if the actual teams themselves aren't playing. So for me, that was, yeah, I mean, what a time to be on the team and see all this happening.
Yep. Yeah. So then, you know, obviously with the pandemic, you must have not had a chance to travel as the other Globies did, you know, in the past. But hey, is this kind of like a year-by-year gig, or is this a long contract? How does that work?
Yeah, so the pandemic definitely put us a kind of a hold on traveling for sure. But it's it comes up as they have, you know, as they have dates, and now they're back up and running and getting things going again. So to answer your original question, where have I been? I've been domestically, I've been to over 20 states. We've traveled, I traveled a lot of the East Coast, a lot of the South, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, a little Florida, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania. I mean, I've been to a lot of different states. I've been internationally. I've been to London I've been to England, and I've been to Canada. I'm actually going back to Canada in a week now. And then with hopes of we have on our schedule later this month, we're going to Dubai. Mm-hmm. We're going to Spain. We're going to Australia. They have another tour to South America. We do a military tour visiting the troops in Afghanistan, Iraq. Yeah, there's so many different tours that take place, and we go all over.
Yeah, wonderful. We'll continue the conversation, Joe. Let's take a quick break, and then sure, we will continue this fascinating conversation, folks. Again, my guest on the Turning Point podcast is Joseph Alfano, who is the mascot of the Harlem Globetrotters, the beloved Globie. We'll be right back after this.
Solar Power Midwest here to ask you a question. How many times have you been scared to open up your electric bill and only to be shocked even more as the cost of electricity keep going up? Well, guess what? As one of our customers said, he and his wife were scared to open up their bills. Then they hired us to install solar. And now they love it because they only pay $14 a month hookup fee to their electric company. You have, for the first time, your choice to own your own electric power plant at your home or business. With Solar Power Midwest, we've been in business since 2001, making customers happy all over Illinois, as we are based in Illinois and here to help. All our representatives are ready for your call to 844-49-SOLAR. Again, that's 1-844-49-SOLAR, or you can check out our website at solarpowermidwest.com. We're here to help and show you how solar can enhance your life forever.
You know, it's been said that life is too short to drink cheap wine. What a better gift than a nice bottle of wine. Now, I know what you're thinking. When I give a gift of that special wine and that special occasion where it's used arises, how will they remember it was from me? Bob the Wine Guy has the answer. Bob the Wine Guy specializes in corporate gifts, wine tasting fundraisers, 19th hole golf tournament gifts, and business referral gifts. He's been celebrating over 25 years of matching wonderful people to their exquisite wines and spirits. When you give the gift of wine, your name or your company's name will be personalized, get this, right on the bottle. So on that special occasion, that lucky recipient will know exactly who helped to make it special. Bob the Wine Guy can be reached at 217-415-0966. That's 217-415-0966. Or check out his website at www.pouritagainsam.com.
Blue Fathoms Television, a new entertainment venue, is located on the Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, and Android TV. Blue Fathoms TV is the place for vintage movies, television shows, and cartoons from a bygone era. You can also find us on the internet at www.blue6tv.com and on Facebook at Blue Fathoms Television. Enjoy Academy Award-winning films featuring legendary actors. So please stop by and catch our programming, as we are always updating. Blue Fathoms Television on the Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, and Android TV platforms.
You're listening to the Turning Point Podcast. Actually, I have an ask for everybody. Well, two asks. One, if you know somebody or would like to know someone who is an interesting person and has a compelling story to tell, and that story could be a passion of theirs, a vocation, accomplishment, or life experience, and they would like to share that experience. Or number two, if you would like to share with the world what keeps you up at night, please contact us at theturningpointpodcast.com, or you can reach us at 312-866-7174. That's theturningpointpodcast.com, 312-866-7174.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Turning Point Podcast. I am your host, Muhammad Fahim, and my guest is Joseph Alfano, the mascot of the Harlem Globetrotters, Globy. And I believe, Ken, you have a question for Joe before we get started on this segment.
Yeah, in reference to what you were just talking about and all those interesting places you've been to, in your experience, what was the most interesting and why?
Gosh, well, I think, it's a good question. And for myself, when I was in Europe this last summer, traveling with the team, and especially during the pandemic, you know, on a global scale, I mean, it's happening everywhere, and seeing it happen overseas. Wow. You know, we were the only foreigners in the country at the time, you know, and Americans at that, you know, we weren't from next door. We were from, you know, America. And so they couldn't believe it. They were just like, wow, like, what are you guys doing here? How did you guys make it in? And getting to hear the politics happening in Europe, the different curfews, the different things that they had to deal with, and in neighboring countries, and how people are, they can't see their loved ones. I mean, it really opened my eyes, and even how much they were following American politics. I mean, I felt that they were more informed about America than most, you know, some Americans. And but they also play so much of our media in their media. As Globetrotters, we're almost ambassadors of America in a sense, because we are like American athletes and American performers, and you know, people look to us, as celebrities, but more so as well as, figures of the American people and role models. And so, you know, it was just really interesting. And people were very receptive and very kind. And, I made a lot of strong and connections with people. So no, it was a fascinating experience being in Europe and in London, England. There we go, England to be specific.
So when you were in England, did you get to meet the Queen?
Yeah, good luck. Yeah, she will, with her as old as she is, I'm sure they have everyone keeping her far away.
But, well, just asking, you never know, man, who you run into when you are in England, right? Especially when I say run into, when you're driving on the wrong side of the road compared to what we do over here. So when you travel, or when you even locally, do you have an understudy?
I have, actually. I've had some people, I've had some understudy underneath me. When I was traveling in the country here domestically, I had some people that I would help coach and kind of help them through the process. We have a team of ourselves. I'm not the only one who does the mascot. And so with that, sometimes we need to bring people on to cover different tours or different stuff, because it does, especially around the holidays, there's a lot of shows going on, a lot of performance, and sometimes we need help. So yeah, no, I have one good friend that in specifically that I've taken under my wing and helped out, my guy Sean. Great guy. He's a teacher in Ohio, and on the side he also mascots for the Harlem Globetrotters. So it's, you know, it's funny. All walks of life. We bring in a lot of different talent, different people, and it's really cool.
So now when you wear that suit, is that thing hot under the suit, or are you, is that some kind of an air conditioning thing going on over there?
Yeah, no, great question. And so we have two suits. So we have, there's the regular suit, Globy, and then there's a big inflatable suit, Big G. So in the regular suit, yeah, it can get a little hot. Not too bad, as it's pretty breathable, but yeah, definitely dark. Can't see, you know, you just see this through this little hole, and audio is a little bit muffled. And then in the big suit, since it's inflatable, there's a lot of air being pumped in, and that actually helps a lot. But it's a lot bigger, a lot heavier, so not as mobile. And
so yeah. what is the typical weight of that suit?
That's a good question. Yeah. I'd say Globy is probably like 20 pounds on.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, not super heavy, maybe 20, 25. And then Big G, the bigger one, probably, well, more because I'm wearing a motor, and the motor itself is probably like 20.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
So you have to be in shape in order to be a mascot, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely calls on you to be like physically active, stretch, workout. Because I mean, that how I even got on was someone got injured and they needed someone to come in and replace them. So it's like, all right, that's awesome, but it's not, because if that happens to me, I get replaced. And so, yeah, you know, it just calls on you to, you know, do your due diligence, stay fit, stay active. And that's good too. You know, for me, I want to have a career that, you know, keeps me in shape, because it, you know, prolongs my lifespan and keeps me in, you know, healthy standing.
Yeah. So I see the Big G that you're talking about. I've seen pictures of Big G on the line, you know, online over on the net. Yep. So Big G has a different color also to it, right? From the regular blue, you kind of like a red and blue on the Big G.
Sometimes, yeah. So sometimes, I think the old one has like a t-shirt. That's the older one, but yeah, they look pretty similar. Yeah, the Globetrotters wear a lot of blue red. So yeah,
how often are these suits actually washed, Joe? And how do they wash it? Do they get sent to the cleaners? Or do you have to spray some insecticide on it?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a great question. We actually have someone on staffed who they wash the suit all the time. In between every game, like we wash it. In every appearance, it's washed and ready to go. And especially now with the pandemic, I mean, there are even extra measures beyond that to ensure that everything is clean, everything is on points and taken care of. I mean, we pay attention to detail, and the Globetrotters are, you know, very good. And especially we have to be, as you know, we see so many different fans and engage with so many different people. I mean, we're seeing thousands of people every day, and a different group of thousands, you know. Yep. It's not the same. So, I mean, we really have to be above and beyond with cleanliness and hygiene and everything.
Now, I've always wondered, you know, obviously you said that you got little slits for the eyes. How do you breathe in that thing?
Well, through a straw.
No, seriously, because, you know, if I hold my breath for any length of time, then my mouth opens up, you know, and my mouth gets dry. So does your mouth get dry anytime?
A little bit. I mean, for the most part, yeah, it you know, hydration is definitely key, and taking breaks. I mean, you know, you, well, since we have a scripted show, our show is scripted. And so with that, it calls on us to, you know your times, know your cues. And then with that, you can adjust accordingly and, hydrate, you know, do what you need to do to sustain, you know, hydration and sustain, you know, equilibrium with well-being. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the import part. How do you export things?
Export? You mean like how we travel? You know, yeah, we have
No. After you have imported the hydration, you got to go to the little boy's room. How the heck do you do that?
Yeah, right. Oh, man. Yeah. You got to do that before you get in the suit, because once you're suited up, it's not easy to take off, and you got a show to put on. So
you got to hold it till the game is over, right?
Yep.
Okay. Folks, my guest tonight is Joseph Alfano, the mascot of the Harlem Globetrotters. And we are having a fun discussion about the challenges faced by, you know, by Joe when he's on the road with the team. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back after this.
Solar Power Midwest here to ask you a question. How many times have you been scared to open up your electric bill and only to be shocked even more as the cost of electricity keep going up? Well, guess what? As one of our customers said, he and his wife were scared to open up their bills. Then they hired us to install solar. And now they love it because they only pay $14 a month hookup fee to their electric company. You have, for the first time, your choice to own your own electric power plant at your home or business. With Solar Power Midwest, we've been in business since 2001, making customers happy all over Illinois, as we are based in Illinois and here to help. All our representatives are ready for your call to 844-49-SOLAR. Again, that's 1-844-49-SOLAR, or you can check out our website at solarpowermidwest.com. We're here to help and show you how solar can enhance your life forever.
You know, it's been said that life is too short to drink cheap wine. What a better gift than a nice bottle of wine. Now, I know what you're thinking. When I give a gift of that special wine and that special occasion where it's used arises, how will they remember it was from me? Bob the Wine Guy has the answer. Bob the Wine Guy specializes in corporate gifts, wine tasting fundraisers, 19th hole golf tournament gifts, and business referral gifts. He's been celebrating over 25 years of matching wonderful people to their exquisite wines and spirits. When you give the gift of wine, your name or your company's name will be personalized, get this, right on the bottle. So on that special occasion, that lucky recipient will know exactly who helped to make it special. Bob the Wine Guy can be reached at 217-415-0966. That's 217-415-0966. Or check out his website at www.pouritagainsam.com.
Blue Fathoms Television, a new entertainment venue, is located on the Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, and Android TV. Blue Fathoms TV is the place for vintage movies, television shows, and cartoons from a bygone era. You can also find us on the internet at www.blue6tv.com and on Facebook at Blue Fathoms Television. Enjoy Academy Award-winning films featuring legendary actors. So please stop by and catch our programming, as we are always updating. Blue Fathoms Television on the Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, and Android TV platforms.
You are listening to the Turning Point Podcast, and to reach us, go to theturningpointpodcast.com, or you can give us a call and leave a message at 312-866-7174. Today, our special guest is Joseph Alfano, the official mascot for the Harlem Globetrotters.
Thank you, Ken, and Joe. Welcome back to the Turning Point Podcast. Continuing our conversation, I am aware that you have also started a nonprofit. What is that about?
Yeah, so the name of it is the Blue Island Breakers. And we basically just service some of the dancers in the Chicago and Chicagoland area, specifically in, you know, b-boying or breakdancing. And it's a community that we have a lot of talent, and there's no money to be made. It's very hard as an artist because you put in all this work and it doesn't translate too well into a career. You know, you either have to become a superstar on a world stage or you teach classes, and there's really no in between past that. So I do my best to just create a space for the creatives and give space for people to, you know, take it, run with it, have fun with it, learn, grow, and even just have an outlet. You know, I mean, being in the Chicago area, you know, there's a lot of hardship. There's a lot of people going through things in their own lives. And it, yeah, Chicago, I mean, it's a great place, but, you know, it can also be treacherous. And, you know, sometimes people need a place to have outlets. So that's basically what we do our best to.
So the Blue Island Breakers. Now, I do know about the Blue Island part of Chicago. I've been there. We used to have a workforce development center over there, close to Blue Island.
Oh wow, nice.
Yeah. So I mean, I've traveled you know, that route quite often. How does one get involved? How does one get more information about what you're doing with the Blue Island Breakers?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we are on social media. We have an Instagram and Facebook page.
And do you mind giving the address for the Facebook page, or do you have a web page or something?
Yeah, definitely. I have on the Instagram page. You can find if you want to send funds or you know, just help us out. On our Instagram is where our it's not a GoFundMe, but basically we have our donation page, and it has our mission statement and what we do, and that's just Blue Island Breakers on Instagram. And then there's a Facebook group, same thing, it's just the Blue Island Breakers. Mm-hmm. If you type that in, it should come up. Sounds just as it spells, pretty straightforward. And yeah, very interactive group, and we host events, we host practices, and at each of our events we feed everybody free of charge. It's been a very positive experience, and something that a lot of people look forward to in their day-to-day lives.
Okay, yeah. So with this group now, is there an age limit, upper limit, lower limit, if someone wants to get involved and be a part of the group?
Oh, totally. I mean, that's the best part, is that there is no age limits. And at each of our events, I mean, you see kids to adults to people in college. I mean, you have a very diverse background of people, folks, and it brings people together. And, you know, I mean, that's in our culture of breaking. It's there is an element of unity and connection, and that's what we really strive for, is this is something that people can kind of come together with. And especially in the time now with the pandemic, it's especially tough for artists, because you know, people are trying to make it and trying to do the arts. A lot of community centers, a lot of park districts are closed, and so that's why what we do has actually it's had a lot of growth, because a lot of places have shut down. And so it's kind of, the responsibility is somewhat shifted to us to help these people out.
I think that's a wonderful thing that you are involved in, Joe. You got any thoughts on the Olympics?
Oh yeah. So, you know, it's been a big topic in our community that, you know, breakdancing is now an Olympic sport. And mm-hmm. So I think it's good. I mean, you know, I think it'll influence a lot of people growing up that, you know, this is something that's out there, still real, still happening. And the artistry, I think it's amazing. I think it's an art and a sport come together, you know, somewhat, you know, kind of like figure skating, you know, it's, mm-hmm. it's very artistic, but it is a sport and it is very physical. And I think a lot of people are going to see something that they, you know, they thought, you know, only happened in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, you know, it's like, wow, it's still, yep. still around. And
breakdancing is still around there. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Folks, my guest on the Turning Point podcast is Joseph Alfano, who is the mascot for the Harlem Globetrotters, the wonderful team that everybody in the country loves, and not just the country, I guess internationally, the Globetrotters have traveled to, what, 6 continents?
Mm-hmm.
And literally hundreds of countries. And Joe gets to travel free with them. Hey, Joe, when you travel, man, do you guys travel, you know, like us regular Joes, or do you get special treatment?
Ooh, yeah. I mean, we embody the group. And so we get swag. We get a lot of different clothes, and we are we walk in a nice bus. Our tour bus is, you know, has the faces of the team on the side. You know, it's like, oh, there's Globy, you know, I'll go into my bus and, you know, see Globy's face on the side. And it's like, wow, like that's me. Like it's kind of crazy sometimes.
So you get to travel in first class or business class, or, you know, do you get put in regular economy? Like I said, like regular Joes.
Well, here's the interesting thing is that we travel so much that we gather so many points.
Uh-huh.
And from all the hotel points and all the travel points, uh-huh. I mean, when I'm traveling by myself, I have enough points to fly first class if I want. So, you know, it's a benefit that we get later on is that we.
Oh,
you know,
wonderful. Do you also have part of the benefits, a friends fly free kind of thing going on or not? And I want to put my name on that list.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. You know, yeah. Sorry, Mom.
Okay.
Hey. But, hey, I'm the underpaid producer. Put me on
that. Yeah, right.
Well, I don't ask, I don't get. That's been my formula in life all along. Okay.
Yeah, I got you guys on tickets to the game. You guys want to come to a game? I got you there.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, folks. And on that note, we will wrap up the conversation today with our guest, Joseph Alfano, the face of the Harlem Globetrotters. Or should I say not the face, but the mask of the Harlem Globetrotters, right? No one actually has seen your face except me and Ken, I believe.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the nice thing about what you do, Joe, is that when you go into a place, you're already wearing the mask, so they can't give you a hard time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to thank you again, Joe, for being on the show. Joe Alfano, the mascot for the Harlem Globetrotters. Once again, if you have a question, you can leave a voicemail at 312-816-7174 or leave an email on our website at theturningpointpodcast.com. And please feel free to share that website with your friends so they can listen to all the interesting guests that we have on from time to time. Mohammed, take it out.
Thank you very much, Ken. Folks, do visit theturningpointpodcast.com. And like Ken has been suggesting, if you have somebody who is interesting, if you have somebody who has a good story, if you have somebody who can help to uplift our spirits a little bit in these times, feel free to reach out to us. And Joe, again, thank you so much for your time today. And I hope you go ahead and do some breakdancing and do all the fun things that you do as the mascot.
Definitely. Yeah, no, it's a pleasure. Thank you guys again for having me. It was awesome being here. And hopefully see each other soon.
Okay, Joe, thank you much. And on that note, goodbye, everyone.